Hi there, this is Alan Tudyk. I'm Wash. And at times I will wash myself just when I get dirty. This is Hypeable Podcast. Talk about Firefly, why don't you?
Welcome to Hypeable.com's, as of now, unnamed podcast, which will be rewatching classic television shows, starting with Firefly by Joss Whedon, as well as the following movie, Serenity. This show is going to be interesting because we're both going to have people who are massive fans of the show and people who've never seen it before, which means that you get to experience it for the first time with us or re-experience it. It should be fun. If you don't know, Hypeable.com is an entertainment site which covers a variety of different fandoms, including television series, books, movies, games, music, and much more. And you can find that on hypable.com. My name is Selena, and I'll be one of your hosts for the show. On this particular episode, which is kind of like an episode zero, if you will, we won't be watching any actual episodes of Firefly, but we'll be introducing ourselves and our level of knowledge, if you will, with the show. Let's just list you guys in the order of how you appear in my Skype. Tarek is here. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tarek. Karen is also here.
Hello.
Then there is Caitlin.
Hi, everyone.
Kristen.
Hi.
Jimmy.
Guten Tag.
And then there's Laura. Hello, Laura. Oh, no, she's not here. Never mind, then. We tried our very best to get the whole gang together for this first ever show. Seven hosts. It's apparently impossible. But Laura is also going to be joining us for the show. You might recognize some of our voices from other podcasts that we do on Hypeable. Myself, Tarek, and Kristen do a show called Vampire Hype together. Tarek and Kristen are also on Sorkin series, while Karen does Onceable, which is a Once Upon a Time podcast. I myself also do, let's go down the list, Game of Owns, The Hype podcast, Talks of Camelot, and you know, I think that's it. I think I'm cutting back on my podcast addiction, or else I'm forgetting one and they're all
I think you're cutting back and I'm getting back on it.
I think that's what it is. Tarek is also on the Hype podcast, of course.
Yep.
What else are you on? PokeChat?
And Who Hype? I'm about to be on PokeChat. And I'm also on Book Hype, which is an upcoming podcast. And Karen is also on that. And Who Hype as well. So, lots
okay.
of podcasts.
You officially get around the podcasting world more than I do, Tarek. Well done.
Yeah.
And Caitlin, I don't think we can find you on any other shows, which is a shame. But hopefully that will change because now you're on this show. And you know what they say about podcasting. You do one, then suddenly you do 10. They don't really say that. I just made that up. Jimmy, you're not on any shows either, are you?
Not anymore, Selena. I used to be Hero Hype and Cinema Hype, but those are both now our archived podcasts. And a lot of their information is going to transfer over to Hype when there are certain movies or superhero things that are happening that need commentary.
Okay, well, I also, just before we head into the rest of the discussions that we have planned for this episode, I also just want to give a quick shout out to Alan Tudyk, who you might have heard on the top of the show. Sadly, he will not be joining us for the Rewatch podcast. But we do want to thank him for providing us with the introduction. I did an interview with him, and he was kind enough to throw that in there. And I think that's a pretty cool way to start the show, to be honest with you guys. I know that half of you have no idea who he is on Firefly, but you will soon enough.
I just know he has a weird character name, and it's a Wash.
I recognize him from other things, but not from Firefly. So I was excited to see Alan Tudyk's name. It made me very happy.
Although Wash and his paramour recently topped our Battleships post for Firefly.
They did.
Mm-hmm. They did. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about that. See how far they go.
I know. Aw, Firefly. See, this is why we're doing a rewatch show, because we're all like, aw. Never really think
about it. Oh, half of us are. The other half's like, yeah.
Like, what?
Weird. Yeah. Like, Wash. Tarek over there, making fun of my favorite character.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay, he's not my favorite character. He's the best, though.
You shall see. And for all the fellow newbies out there who are listening who have no idea what Jimmy's talking about, I just want to give a really brief introduction to the show Firefly, the one we'll be talking about. I'll read aloud the really brief introduction given on IMDb, which should give you not at all an idea about what the show is about, really, but maybe it'll pique your interest. 500 years in the future, a renegade crew aboard a small spacecraft tries to survive as they travel the unknown parts of the galaxy and evade warring factions as well as authority agents out to get them. Dun dun dun! I hope you're all intrigued. The cast members for this show are Nathan Fillion, Gina Torres, Alan Tudyk, our close personal friend, Maureen Baccarin, Adam Baldwin, Jules State, Sean Mayer, Summer Glau, and Ron Glass. A lot of these people have gone on to do other television shows that you might know them from.
Castle,
yes.
Yep.
Also, a fun fact, they've all starred as villains in shows that I've previously watched. Nathan Fillion on Buffy, Gina Torres on Angel, Alan Tudyk on Dollhouse, Maureen Baccarin on V. Summer Glau.
Alan Tudyk was a villain?
Oh my gosh, on Dollhouse. We should also do Dollhouse because it's a great show. But yeah, so no, I started watching Firefly because I'm one of the people who watched it before, and I started watching it after I'd seen them all as villains in other shows. That made it really hard for me to side with them. but anyway, for this first episode, because we won't be talking about the pilot, we're saving that for episode one, we'll be going into what our experiences with Firefly, why the people that haven't watched it before, and what we're looking forward to seeing from the show. But before that, we just want to inform you guys about two very important things that you need to know. First of all is our all-important spoiler policy. Jimmy, do you want to explain to the listeners what this is all about?
Yes. For this podcast, since we have, as the Firefly description said, two different factions of viewers, we don't want our people, such as Tarek, who have never seen the show, to find out anything before it's their time. So we've got a very strict no-spoiler policy. You can obviously talk about the characters, talk about the things that they do, but do not bring up future timelines, because we're going to be going into those one episode at a time. We're not going to talk about what happens to the characters in the future. We're just going to stick with what happened to them in the episode. You dig?
Yes.
Everyone? I dig.
All right.
Yeah, and this is very important, because as you guys know, when you watch a show, you don't want to know how it ends. Maybe some people do. We don't.
We want it to be
a surprise. There's also the host rotation system, because even though we've got most of the hosts in this episode, that won't actually be the case in the future. Tarek, do you want to explain how that's going to work?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys might notice, depending on how well we do this episode, that seven hosts is a lot of people for one episode. So from the future, when we start our first episode, we're only going to have five hosts maximum. And we're always going to have it so that it's always the two newbies, which is Kirsten and myself, and at least one Firefly pro, and that is going to be either Jimmy or Laura. For the rest of the hosts, which includes Selena, Karen, and Caitlin, they'll be rotating through the episodes so that each of them can give us their awesome input on the episodes that they watch. So this way, the staff can rewatch Firefly to their content, and you guys get a fresh set of minds, but also a set kind of host standards so that you always know two newbies, one pro, three other hosts, two other hosts. So
It sounds like there's complicated maths involved, and there kind of is, but don't worry. We'll sort that all out behind the scenes somehow.
We'll keep track of it for you. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Okay, so moving into our quote-unquote main discussion for this week, we're going to be talking about our individual knowledge of Firefly before beginning our watch or rewatch, whatever you're doing. We've got two people on the show who consider themselves massive fans of Firefly, what we like to call browncoats, us in the know. One of them's Laura, who's not here, but the other one is Jimmy. Do you want to explain to us a bit about how you got into the show and why you are such a big fan?
Oh, yes. Well, like many before me, I didn't watch the show as it was happening, and so I didn't get to watch Fox brutally slaughter it, like, while it was going on. And do any of you guys know the story of how Firefly was canceled?
Yes, but you can explain it to us.
It is a sad, sad, sad story. Because what happened was, this was like Joss Whedon's baby, and he made the pilot, and they greenlit it, and then he made 12 more episodes. And what happened is, like, a couple days before it was about to air, the Fox network executive said, you know what, the pilot isn't really that exciting, and I want to start it off with a bang. What about that second episode, the train job? How about we air that one instead? And Joss Whedon said, no, we have to do the pilot because that's where we explain where all these people are and how everything came together and why they're all there. And the Fox executive said, oh, you're right. Well, we're going to air the train job anyway, just so you know, that's what we're going to do. And so they aired the train job anyway, probably because the pilot is 2 hours long and they only had an hour worth of airtime. And so they just pushed out the train job and then they aired every episode out of order. And so the show got slayed by the critics because the critics had no idea what was going on. And a lot of the viewers had no idea what was going on, so not a lot of people stayed on. But then when the DVD was released, the DVD prices were so astronomical that Fox decided to go ahead and give Joss Whedon a movie to finish it up. And that's where Serenity came from. But anyway, I wasn't watching the show when that happened. And I lived in a house where I had people that would just like, I would come in and they would say, oh, what are you doing? And they'd been watching TV all day. And they say, we're watching all of Firefly and then Serenity. And I had no idea what that was or what any of those words meant. And then eventually they all came on Netflix and I watched them all within 24 hours.
Wow.
Because as you'll find with Firefly, it's just impossible to stop. You can't stop. It's just such a perfect show. And I would say that it was it would become my favorite show. And you're going to feel how tragic this is because the first season of any show, any reliable TV watcher will tell you that the first season is normally not the best season. And yet every individual episode of Firefly is just outstanding from beginning to end. And it would have become my favorite show had it been allowed to live. But it wasn't, and it's dead now, and I'm sad every day.
Aw. Hopefully this podcast, you know, helps you.
A little bit. Excise those demons, yeah. Just a little bit.
Exactly. Now, Karen and Caitlin, you guys have seen the show before both, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
But you wouldn't consider yourself super fans?
Probably not as much as Jimmy now.
I came into the show pretty recently, so I don't really consider myself a super fan just yet, but I do like it a lot. I actually got into the show because of Laura, so it's kind of sad that she's not here, but in our Hypeable group on Facebook, her and Jimmy and like a couple other people were always making references to Firefly, and I never understood it. And, you know, everybody was just saying how amazing of a show it was and that it was so tragic that it only got one season. So I figured it was an easy fandom to jump into. It was kind of open and closed. You know, it just had the first season and then the movie and, of course, Joss Whedon. You know, I'd watch anything he did. So that was basically why I jumped into it. And I really loved it right off the bat. And I've watched it a couple of times since then. And it definitely just keeps getting better and better every time you watch it.
What about you, Caitlin?
I first watched Firefly, I guess, about 2.5 years ago. My brother and my mother had watched it years before me, and they could not stop raving about it. But I'm not a fan of Westerns, so I was really put off by just the concept at first. So I put off watching it and put off watching it. And then when it was on Netflix, I said, what the heck, I'll watch it. And then watched it in the movie in about 3 days because it was brilliant. It was a quick turnaround, and I'm sorry that I didn't watch it sooner.
That's awesome. Now, you two newbies here are probably listening to everybody rave and rave and rave about how much they love Firefly going, uh-oh, what if I hate it? And I don't want you guys to worry, because this is why I'm here. Not because I hate it. Don't think that I hate it. Do not hate me, please. But I have a pretty different experience with Firefly, because as I was saying to you guys earlier, I had a bit of a unfortunate introduction to the show because I'm a huge Joss Whedon fan. I've watched everything Joss Whedon does. My love for Buffy knows no boundaries. I am also one of the few people who love Dollhouse more than almost anything else. And so I came into the show with the highest of high expectations. I saw this group of people, like Caitlin, I'm not a huge fan of Westerns, saw this group of people who I instinctively didn't like, and I watched about half the pilot, and I went, okay, I'm bored, and I stopped watching it. Now, since then, I have gone back, and I've watched it all, and I've liked it a lot, but I haven't felt yet that spark of magic that everybody else who's watched the show feels. And this is why I'm so desperate to do this rewatch podcast, because I want that magic. I feel like I'm the perfect candidate. There's no reason for me not to be a huge fan of Firefly. And I really feel like I missed out on something because I came into it the wrong way. And you guys all know what it's like when you start watching something or start reading something and you're not in the right frame of mind. And I really felt like me and Firefly got off to a bad start, and I want to re-experience it with you guys, and hopefully I'll pick up on what everybody's saying is so fantastic. And I feel slightly scared for admitting that, but I hope you all won't lynch me.
No. Let me ask you this, Selena. How do you feel about Star Wars?
I love Star Wars.
You love Star Wars.
Okay. And I love Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, that's one that I've never seen. That's one that we've got to do on this.
Yes.
On this rewatch podcast. Because I've heard Firefly described to me before as the extended adventures of Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
In that Mal is pretty much Han Solo.
I can definitely see the parallels.
That's like the perfect character comparison to, like, after they destroyed the Death Star, and then, like, or even like what he was doing beforehand. Because, I mean, Mal is a smuggler. I mean, never mind. Yeah. I don't want to go too far into it and spoil anything at all.
See, but I haven't watched Star Wars either. And so, like, I'm trying to make this sense of this in my head.
Don't freak out. It's okay.
And see, now I've seen Star Wars, so I know a little bit about that. So it's good. We've got all the different varieties here. It's fabulous.
God, Terry just gave me a stroke.
I heard that. You should have been on our first episode of Hype. The things that he and Andrew haven't watched is pretty ridiculous. My question for the newbies is, and this is serious business, because even if me and Firefly got off the wrong start, at least I did give it a try. You two have gone more than 10 years without even watching Firefly. What is your excuse?
Okay, it is admission time. Okay, I was going to tell you before we recorded, but I figured I'd tell you all while we recorded for more of an authentic reaction. But like you, I started Firefly maybe 3 years ago. I watched half of the pilot episode and I didn't like it at all. Yes. I put it down and I was like, I don't get this. And I think it didn't help that at the time I was probably multitasking and I wasn't paying attention to it at all.
Yeah.
And so, but I was just like not entertained. I was just like, whatever. I don't like this. I'll keep it in my queue. It's interesting though, because that's the same exact reaction I had to the first episode of Merlin when I watched that. And as you know, Selena, now I'm a huge Merlin fan.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give it another chance on this podcast, because with the first episode of Merlin, I saw it and I kept critiquing the horrible graphics and everything. It was just like, this is horrible. But now I'm a Merlin fan, so I'm hoping that this podcast will help me become a brown coat.
I'm glad that you're giving it another shot, because I was about to say Gannan Shao Ma to you.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No, good at all.
But no, it's interesting that we had the same reaction to the pilot. I think, ooh, the listeners will be on our backs if we don't like it this time. No pressure.
Right?
Right. How about you, Kristen?
My excuse, and it's actually not a terrible one, I was not an active internet fandom person until Smallville was on the air about halfway through its run. I started to get really involved in online fandom. So for a long time, I didn't even know it existed. And then getting involved with Hypeable as a fan, because before I did anything for the site, I was just a huge fan of it, I started catching people mentioning it and referencing it all the time. So since then, I wanted to know what it was, and so I found out that it was written by Joss Whedon, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's fabulous. And I see some of the cast, and I'm like, I have to watch this. So I actually purchased this Christmas the first season for myself because I know I'm going to love it. And I have been pulling back. I keep wanting to like throw it in and just watch it. And I'm like, no, I will wait for the podcast and I will watch it one episode at a time because I want to experience each little bit like I would have when it was on the air. So that's my spiel. I'm really excited to do this because I've wanted to watch it for a while now.
Awesome. Yeah, it's one of the reasons we've been pushing to actually do this, because I know that both Kristen and Tarek have been sort of itching to just start, and I didn't want you guys to cheat and watch ahead, so yay. I have a question for the two of you, which is, coming into Firefly knowing little to... I assume you guys don't know. I assume you haven't been spoiled about any of the major things.
No, nothing for me.
All right.
No, I mean, I know a few of the characters' names, just from conversation, whatever, but I don't know anything about the plot.
Okay. So what are your expectations for the show?
I keep hearing it referenced as a Western, like a Western set in space. Castle keeps referencing it. Like, Castle keeps referencing Firefly, and, like, his character is dressed up as a brown coat on the show, and so I'm just very confused. I'm, like, imagining, what are those things called? Tumbleweeds. Space tumbleweeds. And I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. So, I have no idea what to expect.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I know that it's about a crew on a ship in space, and that's about all I know. So I really don't have tons of expectations. I don't really know if it's more about them or more about what they're doing. I've seen other sci-fi stuff and other Western stuff before, but I don't really know what this show is exactly about. So there you go.
Awesome. Well, it should be very, very exciting when we do watch the first episode and we hear you guys' initial reactions to it. I can't wait. Now, getting ready to watch the pilot, which will obviously be our next episode, so we're calling this episode zero so that we actually get the numbers to match up so it doesn't get too confusing for you guys. We're going to be watching this promo actually made by Sci-Fi, which is almost 3 minutes long, and it's sort of a bit of a retrospective looking back to not so much the show as the phenomenon of the show. Now, we're going to be watching this, and hopefully the newbies will get a bit of a feel for what the show is going to be about, and the ones who watched it before will get back into the mindset of Firefly and remembering why the show is so special.
In 2002, Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, brought his unique vision of the future to television.
I just wanted to tell a story about people who were living in space, who were more the fringe people, the people that the Enterprise would have just blown right past.
Getting an awful crowd in my sky.
Here's a show that very few people saw, but the fan base is extraordinarily strong.
Firefly was hailed by critics as visionary and revolutionary and was quickly embraced by a legion of fans across the globe. After only 11 episodes, Firefly was mysteriously pulled from the air, leaving behind a dedicated community who vowed not to give up and to find a way for this groundbreaking show to continue.
Let's do this.
The first thing I said was, I'll not rest until I find us another home.
It's just these characters are so good, I want to find out what happens to them.
Thanks to the dedication of the Firefly fans, Joss and the entire cast of Firefly got the chance to continue their story. In the summer of 2004, they went into production on the film Serenity.
Right. Nothing like a major motion picture to make you feel a little bit better about having your TV show cast.
Redemption. Action!
Shiny. Must be bad guys.
This is going to get pretty interesting.
Define interesting.
Oh God, we're all gonna die?
Months before the film's release, word spread on internet blogs about an early screening of Serenity. Without any advertising, the screenings in 10 cities sold out instantly. Fans gathered to celebrate the return of the science fiction mythology for which they fought so hard.
Oh my God, I've wanted to see this for so long.
All the work fans have done have helped make this your movie. Welcome to Serenity.
I'm really shaking right now, I'm not gonna lie.
This is a great thank you for the fan base.
3 weeks later, the film screened in 15 cities. Once again, tickets sold out in minutes, and this time the fans came in even greater numbers. Soon, newspapers across the country began to report on this growing phenomenon. Clearly, fan anticipation had reached new heights for the fall release of Serenity.
The storylines are just, they're original, and they're heart-wrenching and heartwarming at the same time.
That rocked!
It was so fabulous. I loved it.
I do this not to make things that people like. It's only to make things that they love. And I write for a moment when you just go, oh God, I needed to see that.
No, yes, no.
The universe has got to know the truth.
You're willing to die for that belief?
I am. Of course, that ain't exactly plan A.
I definitely got goosebumps on that.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. I freaked out because John Casey from Chuck is in it. I didn't know that. That's amazing. Or I guess I should say the guy from Firefly is in Chuck.
Uh-huh. But... there you go. Got it right.
Wow.
From the moment that the guy said redemption after he goes, nothing like a major motion picture to help you feel better about your show being canceled, I had this big smile on my face and it stayed for the rest of that video. So I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's when I got shocked by one of my favorite actors. I love him on Chuck. I'm just like, oh my God.
Wow. See, I think that's one of the brilliant things that this video really shows about Firefly is that, and this is where I think I went wrong going into it, just wanting to watch the show, because I think half of the mythology surrounding the show is its fan base, and is the emotions that it managed to invoke in people, and that have just stayed with them, and meant something to them. And can I just say also, Joss Whedon, that man.
He makes everything amazing. Right.
I thought, Jimmy, I thought you might have had the same reaction as me, just drooling a little bit.
He's just like, I don't make things that people like. I make things that people love.
And I know,
like,
I swear.
Oh, you man. You man.
Yes.
We'll just call it the Whedon touch from now on, not the Midas touch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited. I want to watch the first episode now.
Me too.
Joss Whedon definitely transcends sexual preference.
Like, yes, he does.
Just for... I love him.
Yes. So yeah, newbies, hopefully you're super excited, and hopefully everybody listening is also super excited to get started.
That did get me really excited. Admittedly, I was excited to start it, but I was just like, yay, I get to do this. I was like more excited to be able to watch it with you guys, but now I'm actually legitimately excited to watch the whole thing.
Yay! Super exciting. So the first episode, you guys are probably all wondering when we're actually going to be watching the pilot. That episode is going to be released 2 weeks from the moment when this episode comes out. So you guys have plenty of time to watch the first episode. Don't watch ahead now. I know you want to. Just don't do it. And to hopefully send in your feedback as well, so we have something to read aloud from the listeners when we do our discussion of the pilot episode, which is titled Serenity. We're going in the actual order, not Fox's stupid order. So far, because we don't actually have a name for this podcast yet, we also don't have an email address, but we will by the time the first official episode comes out. For now, you can leave your feedback for us on hypeable.com in the comment thread for this episode, which is at hypeable.com. That's hypeable.com. And please, please do let us know what you think about this podcast. If you have any suggestions for us, what you think about the pilot episode of Firefly. Spoiler free, we'll be checking the thread before we let the newbies in there. Don't worry, but please try to remember that not everybody has seen the show and we don't want to ruin the experience for them. God, I sound like a school teacher. Serious business podcasting, everybody. No fun. And I think that pretty much wraps up this relatively short opening episode. Do you guys want to plug your Twitters before we go?
Of course I want to plug my Twitter.
All right, you go first then.
You guys can follow me. My Twitter's really easy. It's just TRQHZ. So it's like all the vowels, or not vowels, consonants for my name. So just TRQHZ.
Just fun fact, it's only easy if you actually know your full name. Otherwise, it's just a totally random collection of letters that's super confusing. I speak from this experience.
This is very true.
Like, TQH, what? R, what? But yeah, my Twitter is at Selena Wilken. That's SelinaWilken. That was harder than it was supposed to be. All right, Karen, how about you?
Mine is Karen_Rott, so that's KaREN_ROUGHT.
Caitlin?
I'm at Purple Haired Wonder, that's Purple HRD Wonder.
And Kristen?
And you can follow me at Kranzie85, it's KRANZIE85.
And then there's Jimmy, who had to leave, but his Twitter is at ThisIsJimmyBean. All in one word. And Laura, she's not here, so she gets to say her Twitter handle on the next episode. And that's everything. So thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you'll keep listening as we head in through Firefly and Serenity. Please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes as well. Leave us a review and rate us and everything like that to help us spread the word about this podcast. And we will see you for the pilot episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.